Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner is with us now. And Ellen, we keep talking about here on America Tonight, like everybody else, how many people are declaring, jumping into the race for the Republican nomination for president. And one of the thoughts that a lot of us had is, how are they ever going to do these debates where they have all of them on the stage? Well, they've solved that dilemma. What's the decision there?
The dilemma they've solved is they're going to take five of the best polls or the biggest polls or whatever kind of polls, and they're going to decide who ranks in the top 10. And if you don't get in those top 10 in any kind of ranking, then you're not going to be a member of that debate. Now, are the lesser candidates who don't rank there going to have their own debate? There's a very good possibility they're going to group together and do that as well.
Yeah, do you think they'll be heavily watched like last time?
Well, I think the Republican debate is going to be very heavily watched, and I want to say that the first one is August 6th in the great state of Ohio. Cleveland, my hometown, which I know you're going to come to for the convention.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Cleveland, I have many memories of Cleveland. And Cleveland is a much different place now than it probably was even when you were growing up. I mean, you know, it is.
Well, yes. And you, as you know, when they decided to have the convention and Republican convention in Cleveland, I got so many calls. Ratner, what? Where are you going to have a party? So I am going to have a party. And, you know, Superman is from Cleveland, Ohio, so I've got to get an actor to be Superman.
That's true. So that's what I was saying. So now it's not, you know, it used to be the mistake by the lake. You know, that was the nickname.
Oh, don't I? Listen, I'm from the great state of Ohio, and Cleveland in particular, and I'm very used to people calling my city that.
All right, I love it. Hey, I just had one quick question about Senator Rand Paul. The idea of filibustering, we've seen this from him before. And, you know, it used to be that we didn't see people filibuster in recent times. I mean, he is that guy, isn't he? He can outlast.
Smith goes to Washington many years later, 50 or 60 years later.
Yeah, that's what I think. He has it in him. I don't know the crazy rules for filibustering. Hey, let's talk about Palmyra and Syria and what's happening there. More destruction of artifacts and whatnot.
Right. So what they're doing is, you know, first of all, there's a lot of digs going on, or there were before this conflict or war, whatever you want to call it. And what we know ISIS does is they sell artifacts on the black market to keep their money flowing, and that's part of the way they do it. And of course, people will hide them for years and not tell anybody they have them. And then, you know, an entire museum apparently was probably overtaken by ISIS. And
wow.
they have seen these artifacts going away via satellite or however they go on trucks.
Yeah. You know, moving from that, and I think that's so sad, too, by the way, for people who haven't been there and all the things that you don't see to lose those kind of historic treasures. Moving from that and what's happening there to Osama bin Laden, again, in the news a lot lately because of all the debates over the things that happened toward the end.
Well, that's right. Now, as you know, Cy Hirsch came out with an article over the weekend, last weekend, that was, basically saying that we knew where he was, that the government had been very involved in that, and that they had put him there. Well, the reason I think they released this list of books is, well, how would he have gotten this list of books if the government had put him there? And of course, Osama bin Laden spoke English. Now, one of the books he had, very interesting, Illuminati, the Freemasons. I know quite a bit about the Freemasons in the good old USA, and a lot of our founding fathers were Freemasons. There's, you know, that eye on top of the pyramid on the dollar bill that a lot of people think is a Freemason symbol. And my guess, and this is just a guess, is that Osama bin Laden read this and said, well, you know, they're this secret crazy society and they're all infidels, and this is why we have to go after them. That is my guess.
All right. I think we haven't heard the last of this debate either, for sure. No question about that.
Not at all.
All right. Ellen Ratner, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.
And we have some great breaking news, great in the sense that the manhunt, anyway, is over for this crazy, crazy odyssey over a family in Washington, D.C. being murdered, and they're piecing it together. And what led to this arrest was DNA on a pizza box. 34-year-old Ron Dalen Witt has been picked up and arrested in a quadruple homicide and arson, of course, too, as well. The bodies of four people, the Stephanopoulos family and a 10-year-old boy, their son, and a housekeeper were discovered on May 14th after firemen responded to this fire. There was a fire, so, you know, they went to this neighborhood, this nice neighborhood in D.C., by the way, and they were trying to, the public was up in arms, they were trying to assure everybody that it wasn't a random crime, but they had nothing, they weren't talking about suspects or any of that kind of stuff. And then as they started to piece it together, this 34-year-old apparently worked for the company that the family owned. It was a place called American Iron Works. And, you know, was he fired from his job and went after the family? One thing that they could tell by the bodies, including the 10-year-old son, they had been killed by blunt force trauma, and it looked like that they were tortured beforehand. But the DNA that they found, because they found Domino's pizza boxes there, and one of them was delivered to the house, and they believed that the family was being held hostage inside. They got the DNA off the box, which then led to the suspect, which then led to the manhunt. And these Stephanopouloses lived in this mansion, frankly, that was very near the house of the vice president, Joe Biden, and in fact knew each other. The family had a couple of other kids, but they were away at boarding school. And what led to this heinous murder? It was gruesome when they went inside. They could tell that all of them had been bound with duct tape. There were signs even that the 10-year-old boy was stabbed repeatedly. You know, they could see that on the body, and tortured before he was set on fire. And the pizza was paid for with cash. I guess it was left in an envelope on the porch, because that's what the, you know, when they questioned the pizza delivery person, that's what they had said. So this 34-year-old guy already had some problems over the years with assault and with some kind of petty theft and whatnot. But the bottom line is he is now in custody. What led to that, what happened, is unknown. The motive for the killings not divulged yet, but they think probably money is what it was about, because they know that he made off, or some other suspect made off with $40,000 from the house. And there was a bunch of phone messages and text messages from inside the house. So what happened, they think, even started the day before. Wow. And in one way, the neighborhood was breathing a horrible sigh of relief, because they thought, the people in the neighborhood thought it was some kind of a crazy random crime. Apparently not, as they try to sort it all out. All right, stay with us. Hang with us here on America Tonight. So much more coming your way next on the show, including a conversation this hour with Jeffrey Hazlett from the C-Suite. You might remember him from Celebrity Apprentice. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. A couple of questions for you, some fair or fouls, if you will. Is this fair or foul in your opinion? I'm going to give you my opinion in a second, but if you want to chime in, you can definitely throw in your two cents. Now, once again, you've got a different side of the Boy Scout issue. You have conservative and religious organizations that are blasting the Boy Scouts of America President Robert Gates. Remember Robert Gates, Mr. Defense, for forever and a day through really two presidents, calling for an end to the group's ban on gay adults with an official of the Southern Baptist Convention saying that it was an incremental step toward full Scout participation by homosexuals. So he said, listen, Gates is saying this needs to end. This needs to stop after all of the back and forth over what's happened over something that's been hotly debated by the Boy Scouts. You've got other people reacting. You had Joel Stemberger, who's the chairman of the Trail Life USA, saying that they were saddened by the announcement regarding the anticipated membership change in Boy Scouts of America, because a lot of families and boys are going to be, he says, negatively affected by the departure from the long-standing principles, that it's a principle thing. Roger Oldham, who is the VP of the SBC, says, the Southern Baptist Convention, says that the Boy Scouts telegraphed 2 years ago that this was their end game, and the compromise they reached 2 years ago ended up being the first step toward where they really were headed all along, so they felt like this was some kind of of a ruse. And this is what happened. Gates was giving a speech at the Boy Scouts National Annual Meeting, and it's very big, the Boy Scouts organization. Many of you might have been Boy Scouts listening, but it continues to be part of people's lives. I know several people involved in scouting, some really good guys who did scouts through their sons and volunteered their time and stuff and still are involved in it. And Gates said at this meeting in Atlanta that the ban on gay adults couldn't be sustained. And he said that's why that you have to deal with the world as it is. I mean, this is the world as it is, not as you want it to be. That the status quo in the membership standards can't be sustained. You know, this is the former U.S. Secretary of Defense saying, listen, it cannot be sustained. This is the deal. And remember, Gates was there, too, was part of that don't ask, don't tell policy, and he helped knock that off, end that. He said that no change, and this is what he was equating it to, that no change in the policy would be made at the national meeting, but they're raising the possibility of later revisiting the policy so that local scout organizations across the country, of course, could decide on their own whether to allow gays as adult volunteers and paid staff. The scouts agreed to allow openly gay youth as scouts, but not gay adults as leaders. And that happened just a couple years ago in 2013. Remember, there's a wild debate about it. And that kicked in January of 2014. So it's, like I said, a huge organization. There's just no question about it. And his words are that you have to deal with the world as it is and not as you wish to be. So I know what he's saying, too, from this perspective. If they don't change it, it's just massive lawsuits, too. So just from the lawsuit point of view, massive lawsuits. And it's interesting because his comments come on the heels of this Gallup poll that showed Americans estimate 1 in 5 people, 1 in 5, or 23% as being gay. So it is slightly lower, I guess, than the estimate they had in 2011. And this is a poll, but it still is higher. So, you know, the scouts are saying that they're basing this on, we can't do this, that we've seen what's happened in Indiana and Arkansas over discrimination based on sexual orientation, and the big decision that's coming down, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision this summer on gay marriage. So the question is, fair or foul, was this a smart move by Robert Gates? I mean, there's people that are furious now with Gates over this, and there are other people that would say fair. I would say fair because they're getting. I know this from inside scoop that they're getting threatened with lawsuits that would just cripple them. Massive lawsuits. So forget anything else that you wanted to talk about with that. The lawsuits would cripple them. Cripple them. All right? So, and that's what he's pretty much saying. He's talking about Indiana and et cetera and the rest of it. So there you go. If you want to throw in, you can. 855-266-5283-5283. Or you can always send me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And if you're charged with running the organization, you got to be protecting it from that. You got to be protecting the group from lawsuits. Others would say, and they'll pull kids out of it, that sometimes you take a stand, and if you're going to get sued, so what? But I know that the lawsuits were stacking up like planes at LaGuardia, and that would just completely, can you imagine the complete end of the scouts? Can you imagine that? Then you've got this, and this is an interesting one. The ex-CIA chief, so we've got some ex-defense people in different roles. The ex-CIA chief, Woolsey, his name is saying that the anti-patriot activists are incredibly dangerous for the U.S., and he's saying opponents, Patriot Act opponents, like Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, are using scare tactics that, if successful, would leave us vulnerable to another 9/11 terror attack. I mean, this is a former CIA director, James Woolsey, saying, listen, you want to take down the Patriot Act? Enter at your own risk when you see Americans dead on the street. So he's poo-pooing Rand Paul, who is saying, yeah, we have rights. We have our rights being violated and trampled on. And he's saying the opposite, that go ahead and let that happen, and you wait and see what could happen here in the United States. And that really, it's Rand Paul that's being the scary guy. Now, certainly, Paul isn't alone. Paul and others are saying, you know, if there's this massive surveillance, which it is, of our emails and our telephone conversations by the government, if that's the case, that, you know, we can't have that. Why should we have that? And Woolsey is saying it's not true, that it's not as vast as they're making it out to be. And if you get rid of that capability, though, for the National Security Agency, it's a really, really bad choice. And he says the question was, could they keep a record of your mail because they suspected without having a warrant that you might be corresponding with someone who is a criminal or a terrorist or whatever? And that went up to the Supreme Court, as we all know, and the government won that one. So it's been legal since, really, I guess the early 60s or so, the mail surveillance, that kind of stuff. But it is an interesting question, because we certainly don't think we want to see some of the things that happen with the NSA, the huge bulk data collection. Really, do I want to see that? Do you want to see that? I'm going to say that a big chunk of you are going to say no, and you're going to agree with Rand Paul. But how far do you swing the pendulum? And I guess that question is, could even be morphed into something else. How much do you trust the government to say, oh, we're not doing that? We're not, you know, that whole stuff with Ed Snowden. Yeah, there were some things. Yeah, we understand. But no, it's not to the extent that you're thinking. We don't know the substance of your email, for goodness sake. We don't know that. We don't know what's happening there. So, I mean, I guess it's up to the Justice Department and how they're separating it, and maybe that's the scariest thing I would say, for sure. But I'm going to say I agree somewhat with Paul. I think just to blindly say, yeah, go ahead, here's the Patriot Act. I mean, it is a gamble, though. It is a gamble because we want to protect national security. Listen, I was there on 9/11. I had to deal with what happened in New York, and it was horrifying. We forget because now there's more distance from what happened on 9/11 to today, and certainly there have been serious terroristic threats that have been thwarted, and some of that is because of the efforts of the people at the CIA, and yes, even the dreaded NSA in some senses. So it is kind of a be careful what you wish for scenario, I think. Coming up next, business, business, business. You're going to love this one, and it's your business. Jeffrey Hazlett, he is such an interesting guy. He used to be the CMO of Kodak. Yeah, remember when we had film? Remember Kodak and developing film? Seems like 100 years ago. Anyway, he's next on the flip side here on ATN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
You wanna hear about the guy that really gets me going? He's about to walk through that door, I just don't know it. Moving in from behind, I turn my head around, he's sitting with some friends talking in.
Well, welcome to another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome to the show Jeffrey Hazlett, and he is, I'll tell you, someone that I've admired for a long time, especially after I read the last couple of years when I read his book, Running the Gauntlet. It is a must read. I could not put it down. I ignored everything around me to read this book, and I found it to be so insightful. You can catch him on the C-suite. He was the CMO for Kodak. He has bought and sold 250 businesses, and we are pleased to have him on the show. Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks so much.
So let's talk about, I wanted to talk about businesses first, and why are, you know, I mentioned how many businesses you had and you sold in the course of the CMO of Kodak, and you watched a lot of, through the decades there, you watched businesses really change, and the way we do business in this country, I think, change a lot. And to me, with so many entrepreneurs, for some reason, I think one of the key ingredients is being able to adapt, you know, and change with the times, or else you die. And you specifically talk about that in your book, Adapt, Change, or Die, basically. Why is there such a reluctance to do that, to change when you have to?
Well, I think we just get a little lazy, you know, or we think that that's what we're supposed to do, that we get it to a certain point and we lock it in, and that's not the case. By the time you get ready to lock it in, you should be looking at changing it and keep improvement. Continuous improvement is going to be the course. And for your business, it's a mindset. It just says, I'm never quite, you know, happy with everything the way it is. And you want to keep improving it, because that's the, you know, I think that's the way real great businesses are built. They keep looking for a different way to change the widget, or to sell the widget, or to service the people with the widget, or whatever it might be. And I think companies get pretty complacent, and they start doing things for their own reasons, not for the reasons that they first got in the business, and that is to solve a problem, to fix, you know, to save the world, or to just, you know, to maximize the most profit, or maximize the most value out of the intellectual property that they have. And they just, you know, they lock it in place. So they start adding 800 numbers that some sadistic, you know, I can't probably say it in your show, but, you know, came up with that, you know, with a telephone tree that says one for this, three for this. Who does that? Who wants that? You know, and I don't know anyone that has one of those that even likes it calling in. So we, you know, we operate from 8 to 5 when, you know, you're you fix cars and you don't open on Saturday. I don't have time. I've got to bring my car back on Saturday, you know, and, you know, things like that. And it's just kind of wacko, crazy kind of things. And we forget.
Yeah. And the people who embrace that, though, are the people that see massive success often, right?
Well, without question, in terms of change, you know, adapt, yep. Change, or die. And that's a theme. I just want people to take it. You know, I got a new book coming out in September, which I'm going to be, it's called Think Big, Act Bigger. You know, think big, but act bigger. And stop, you know, letting things, you know, stop you, and just steamroll these things. And I think it's an important thing that we've got to keep in mind.
I like that. Think big, act bigger. So as I love it. It's a great title, sexy title. So, yeah, and you know that you get the marketing thing, obviously.
Well, I'm a sexy guy. I can't help it. You know, when a woman picks up my book and she can't put it down, I'm thinking, hey, pretty good. Love it.
There you go. Thumbs up to that one for sure. I mentioned at the top that you were, you know, the chief marketing officer and vice president of the company's, you were even the vice president of the company's graphic communications group, which was huge for Kodak. What was it like making that leap from Kodak into your own world?
Well, you know, I've been there before. You know, when I bought and sold all these companies, some of them I ran or owned, some of them I didn't own, but I've always been an entrepreneur myself, you know. I've got a couple of businesses now that I'm running. So getting back to it wasn't difficult for me. I mean, people say, what do you miss? I got to be honest with you. I miss my corporate plane. I miss that a lot, you know. But especially tonight when I'm flying in the back row and in the middle seat. But, you know, but that's life. I didn't have a much of a problem with the transition, because I try to operate even in a big company like I'm in a small company, meaning getting things done. Like I would say to people, like, you know, they would say the bathrooms need to clean. Well, get on there and clean them. I mean, what did you do at home if your bathrooms are messy and you're in the, you know, that's your floor and those are your bathrooms. Get in there. Make it nice, you know. You're the one that messed it up in the first place. So I kind of operate like that with that philosophy right now. So, and I did then at a big company.
Yeah. When you were at Kodak, and of course now you see where the industry is, what happened to when you were at Kodak, it was thriving, but what happened to Kodak with what we've seen, certainly with the way things have changed and the way we take pictures? I mean, my gosh, how many pictures do you have on your cell phone?
Well, it's just changed. Yeah, I mean, you know, I used to go to, you know, meetings, and, you know, what they were trying to do was protect film. And I mean, that was the mantra inside the company, was protect film. And even with the new leadership that came in over a few years, so let's just say the last decade, they couldn't get the underlying folks to say, you know, it's dead, you know, because you go to a town hall meeting and 3,000 people would be in the meeting and you'd say, you know, when was the last time anyone in this room, and the people that worked in the company bought a roll of film, and maybe one or two hands would go up. You go, well, there you go. That's the reason why, you know, we're failing. If our company is focused just on film, and that was the problem. They should have focused on film. Although it was a great product and a great, you know, thing, they were in the business of intellectual property, of making moments, you know, I call it M3I², make, manage, and move image and information. They had emotional technology. And they really went bankrupt back in the 70s when they invented the digital camera and then didn't do anything because they were trying to protect the margins of profit on a product, you know, that they thought was the thing they were doing. And that's not what they were doing. They were not in the film business. They were in the emotional technology business. And therein lies the problem. And that's what they forgot. And so they got so focused on protecting that role of film that it didn't make a difference what came up. They would kill it. You know, they had the hubris of that success that really caused them to forget to see into the mirror and ask themselves the key questions about what they were really doing.
Yeah, there's big lessons in that, right?
Oh, huge lessons. I mean, but, you know, there are other companies. They Kodak survived. I mean, they filed bankruptcy a year ago. I left them 5 years ago. But they, you know, they filed bankruptcy last year, and I keep telling everybody what they went bankrupt, you know, back in the 70s. So that's when they fundamentally made the decision. You know, but they're about a $9 billion company, throwing about $2 billion to the bottom line today. So not bad. They just had all of that overhang from all that consumer business, which was dead, you know.
Yeah. Tell us about the C-suite and how fun has that been for you? You've interviewed some really interesting people.
Yeah, we started the C-suite show, but we've also started the C-suite network, csuitetv.com. And, you know, what we're trying to do is focus in on, you know, those leaders, those, you know, five or six leaders that are in the management teams, leaderships of all companies. And what we want to do is just go out and have conversations with people about what it's like there. Because, you know, in big companies, let's just take Fortune 100, Fortune 1000, or even Fortune 5000, about 99% of the people who work in the company never get a chance to go into the C-suite. And that is into the leadership meetings of the people who are running the companies. And I know that sounds kind of wacky, but it's so true. When you have, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or even hundreds of employees, you don't always get to sit in the same room where all the leaders are. And that was the premise of the show. You know, I'd see something like Domino's, like they would advertise, you know, all of our pizza sucks. Well, who in their right mind raised their hand in the middle of a meeting and said, we suck? You know, I know we're, you know, and is the person still there? I mean, I have questions like that. I mean, who puts advertising that they spend, and why? What would prompt them to do that? And then the guy's still there. I mean, and so what I do is I take a camera inside of Domino's and I go into the C-suite. We all sit around and I say, well, where were you sitting? Where were you sitting when that question was posed? Because you know somebody said that.
Oh yeah.
And they did. And someone did. And I said, well, what happened? You know. Or into Autodesk when the chairman of the company says we had our last quarter was an unmitigated disaster, and that's how he started out his earnings call. I mean, who says that? You know, or Kodak, Cadillac. Cadillac, you know, is it a bankrupt sitting, a bankrupt company trying to be a luxury brand? I'd kind of like to know how you're going to do that, you know. So just me asking questions, things that I think most of us want to know, and I just ask them until they tell me.
And, yeah, you get to peel back the onion. You're peeling back the onion, baby.
Yeah, well, you know, and a lot of people think I go in there with a lot of preconceived, you know, like, oh, I got all these questions. No, I just kind of let it flow. And it's always an interesting story. They've been highly visual. You know, we shoot with the very best cameras, the very best teams, you know, but we use things like plexiglass and things like that to give us some really good I know it's the secret of the trade there. You know, I'm the only show with plexiglass, you know, so I'm feeling pretty impressed. Yeah. So we just have some fun, but we really try to make it very visually stimulating and exciting because I like to do good things, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, this was a lot of fun, Jeff. How can people catch your show?
Oh, just go online, csuitetv.com. That's it. That's all you got to do. C-suite, S-U-I-T-E, because it's like sweet, as in a place, as in not sweet like me. csuitetv.com. That's where you go. Yeah.
All right. I love it. Jeff, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Two, three,
ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh.
Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh. Ooh.
All right, come with us as we round this final bend here for this hour, anyway, of America Tonight. Should be an interesting weekend as we all roll through the Memorial Day holiday. A lot of people go away. It's one of the heavily traveled times. Even if you have a staycation, sometimes people just maybe go a couple of hours away somewhere. And I guess that's not quotes a staycation, but close to homecation. How's that? Instead of traveling to the ends of the earth. But it signifies the beginning of the summer for so many kids. They're either out of school or getting ready to be out of school. And you remember those times, don't you? Oof. After Memorial Day, I said this on our last show. Oh, it's the greatest thing in the world. It was probably like 2 weeks. And then we were out. Boom. We were done with school and we were headed to playgrounds or summer camp or, you know, whatever it is we were doing. Usually there's a whole lot of things, a whole lot of activities that we were doing or headed to the shore, to the beach for a couple of weeks. Not the Jersey Shore, by the way. that you see on the reality show, a different Jersey Shore. All right, if you want to flip in a call or two on some of the things that we've been talking about, is it a couple of fair or fouls at the top with the Patriot Act? Should it go down? Is Rand Paul right? Is there too much pawing through our personal information? Or should it stand because there's a wall of protection there? And then the Boy Scouts with Robert Gates saying, yeah, we got to get rid of this whole idea that you can't have adults who are gay involved with the Boy Scouts, because he knows that there are massive lawsuits that will that are starting to pile up, people threatening to sue. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We go out to our pal Dan in the great state of Texas, which is surprisingly dry right now for at least the next 5 or 6 hours anyway, because it's been kind of a mini Seattle, which is a good thing when we talk about the weather, because there was so much of a drought and the lakes were just drained, and now a lot of them are filled to the brim. Hello, Dan.
Hello, babe. Okay. I don't believe in allowing gay scout leaders. I mean, my God, that would give a new meaning to boy scouts.
Right.
Just can't have that. Okay, and if they need money to fight the lawsuit, I'll donate. That's out. Now, the other thing, what Rand Paul was doing, fine, that's cool, but I don't want the NSA to have the Patriot Act routine go on any further. All the scare tactics in the world is just a lot of hooey. We can take care of anything that comes our way, and God help those who trespass against us, because we are fed up with this kind of routine, and we're ready to strike.
You know what, Dan?
I want to get my points in here, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Sure, okay? And the last of my little tirades is against Obama. This is an absolute embarrassment. We had Iraq stable. It cost American lives and American treasure, and this man has blown it completely. And when he gets his little talking head up there, Mr. Ernest, who says, well, you don't have to stay here all the time. Blah, 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 blah. We got a strategy. Yeah, the strategy is you don't have a strategy and you're losers. This guy hasn't been able to, this guy hasn't been able to do anything right since he got in office. He's had absolutely no successes, and everything that he's attempted has cost us a fortune. It's time to jet in the sky. And besides, Kate, I need the money for that naked walk you're going to make.
I knew you were going to say that, because the time is ticking, you know. It hasn't happened so far. He has not been impeached.
Baby. I ain't giving up. I'm hanging in to the last. And how are you?
I'm good. I wanted to tell you that Colonel Sholey is going to join us, a veteran who served in so many wars. He was a commander in so many wars. He's going to join us in the next hour, and he said exactly what you said. This is the United States of America, and don't believe that we cannot defend ourselves and that we're in such severe trouble. Yeah.
Any freedom we give up is a freedom we don't have anymore. Benjamin Franklin said that way back to when we were talking about making deals with the British, if they only we did this, only we did that. And he said right then, any freedom we give up is a freedom we will never have. And if we give it up now, they'll never let us have it back. Government is in business to promote government, and they don't give a big rat's ass about us.
And that's interesting, Dan. Yeah, to promote government, you know, absolutely. I agree with that. I do think, though, and you have a fabulous weekend, I do think that we need protections, and that's why we have the CIA. So I think you can't completely eliminate some of what is working, but at the same time, the overreach is absolutely not good. I mean, you know, the Ed Snowden thing, isn't it interesting? The one thing about the Ed Snowden data dump, I'll call it. It was much more than that. But, you know, he goes to Hong Kong, ultimately ends up in Russia, because he knows he's dead meat, basically. And he puts out all the State Department emails, and he puts out other things that he had come across, right, that were all part of the secrecy, all the stuff that was shrouded in secrecy, and who we were spying on, basically, and whatnot. Because he ultimately could not believe what he was looking at, right? So there is a line. There is a line, and when the line's crossed, you have to pull it back. we absolutely have to have protection. We absolutely have to have some of the best and the brightest intelligence people we do have. We have to have them working. We have to have them have the capabilities to find out information. But when it's crazy overreach, and like Dan says, the one thing you have to be careful of is giving up rights. It's like what I say about the Second Amendment. I don't understand how anyone is anti-Second Amendment, because why would you want to give up that right? Whether or not you want to use that right or not, why would you give it back? It's like the First Amendment, freedom of speech. If we didn't have freedom of speech, I would not be on these airways, which maybe some of you would say, that's a good thing. I'm kidding. But freedom of speech, to listen to music, to look at art, to do, whatever it is that we consider to be freedom of speech, which is anything and runs the gamut. Sometimes it's in poor taste, and I don't like it, you don't like it, but we don't have to look at it. We don't have to watch it. And that's the brilliance of the First Amendment. That's the brilliance of living in the United States of America. You don't have to own a gun if you don't want a gun. But if that right was completely wiped out, you may be one of those homeowners, like my buddy John, who was able to basically save his family, because there was two or three guys that were trying to get in that who knows what they would have done. Apparently they were really burglars, but either way, it doesn't matter. They could have pistol whipped him, could have killed them, who knows what. But because he had that gun for protection, and that's the only thing he used it for, he wasn't a hunter, he had the right to have that gun. And it worked out. It might not have worked out if he hadn't had it. So, you know, there you go. And I know you all know examples of some of the things that I'm talking about. It's like the freedom of speech thing. If we lived in North Korea, if we lived in China, the news you would hear, the stuff that would be pumped into your head, the state-run news agencies would release what they wanted to release. At least now, even if you whine and complain about the media, there are alternative sources, right? And you can choose to listen to and pull in what you want to pull in. So we don't want to give up those rights. You have to be very, very careful, I think, with all of that kind of stuff. There still is a need, though. That's why I say it's kind of a gray area of dancing around the line. You want to be able to pull information, but where does it stop? Where does it end? And that's the key. A couple of quick notes I'm going to throw in. The NBA is always only fun to me at the tail end of the season once they get deep into the playoffs. And sure enough, Golden State beats Houston by a point, 99-98. So that's a thriller at the tail end of that one. On the ice, Anaheim knocks off Chicago 2-1 in Game 3. When they take a 2-1 series lead there. So that was pretty fascinating stuff for people who like the stick and the puck. I'm one of them for sure. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.